I remember an era where if you patted your secretary on the shoulder or something because she did a good job, and now somebody would say you're sexually harassing her in the office place. It all seems a bit
bizarre. Let's try and find... May I ask how old you are, sir?
Well, I'm in my 60s.
You're in your 60s. OK, because I do think that's relevant in this. Let's try and find some boundaries. Would you have a problem with calling a woman love?
I would more likely say my dear, but no, love wouldn't worry me at all.
My dear, my love. Some people... OK. And you say your female secretary, if she does a good job typing up her shorthand that she's taken from your dictation, you would pat her on the shoulder and say, well done, my dear.
Yeah, I mean, I drew a limit to having her sit on the lap or something. I always thought that was a bit going too far. But
did that happen then, back in the day?
In my office it would do on occasions when we were having kind of whiskey on a Friday afternoon or something, and things got a bit more familiar. But generally it was not acceptable. But certainly if the secretary went off to get you a nice cup of coffee or something, you know, it wasn't meant as some sort of sexist rival battle going on. It was just the norm for that environment of that era.
It feels like I'm in an episode of Mad Men. So, having never had a proper job and certainly never worked in the 70s or the 80s, so on a Friday afternoon, roughly what line of business are you in? Don't need to give any company names, but what kind of business were you in?
Well, this was to do with a legal situation.
Okay, so in a legal office on a Friday afternoon, you've sold a few cases, you've got a few people off, you've sent a few naughty people down. You'd all get the gentlemen would all get the whiskey out, and the secretaries would sit on their laps.
On occasions, but it wasn't a norm. It wasn't kind of expected on part of their job description, but it was just... It was familiarity of a different era.
A little...
Now frowned upon, I think.
A little back rub?
I suppose so. Yes, a kind of massage if somebody feels a bit tight on their shoulders or something because they've been tense over a typewriter or something. I don't know. It was all part of the office atmosphere. It wasn't people being harassed in that sense. It was just...
A pat on their bottoms.
I've seen it, but I'm not personally considered that's particularly a good idea. But
dropping a pencil so they have to bend over and pick it up.
Well, that's happened. Yes, that's happened. Yeah. Of course, it depends. You know, if it's a lady of a certain era, you probably wouldn't bother. But if it was somebody of another era, then perhaps some of the younger colleagues might have thought that was a good little wheeze to enjoy.
My dear, I've dropped a pencil over there. Would you mind picking it up for me?
Well, that's it. You know, they were grateful for those secretarial jobs. They enjoyed doing it. There were perks to it. It was all part of life. Mm. It wasn't a them and us.
And do you think, Paul, that we've got a little bit too sensitive these days?
Far too sensitive. Yeah. Everybody seems to be on a knife edge about something or another. Everybody seems to want to make an issue of things, which... It seems unnecessary. I mean, everybody should know their limits and their boundaries, and if somebody's uncomfortable with a situation, you don't do it.
What do you think? Just final question, because we're running out of time. I'm finding this absolutely fascinating. I'm not judging you in the slightest. I'm genuinely finding this fascinating.
Well, I'm sure in show business you're much the same, aren't you, really?
What? Well, I'll see if producer Tara will sit on my lap later on in the week after a few whiskies.
Try it out.
Let's ask her. Producer Tara, what are the chances of us sharing a whiskey after Friday's show and then you just popping on my lap?
I don't like whiskey.
It's not a complete no, is it, Paul?
No, you noticed that. It wasn't anything to do with sitting on the lap.
No.
It was only about a particular drink.
Finally, Paul, what do you think that these secretaries were saying in the typing pool about your colleagues who were indulging in this behaviour?
Well, they probably thought, well, that'd be good for a meal.